This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Drake and 21 Savage have been sued for $4 million by media company Condé Nast, which owns Vogue, over the fake magazine cover used to promote their new album, Her Loss. The rapper's promotional campaign used the Vogue name and premised that they would be featured on the next cover issue, which was false. Copies of the fake magazine were also distributed.
Guilty!
Dolly Parton took the stage at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony in LA, saying, "I'm a rock star now." The highlight was a star-studded version of Jolene, in which he was joined by fellow inductees Pat Benatar, Eurythmics' Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart, Simon Le Bon, Brandi Carlile, and Judas Priest's Rob Halford. Ah, thanks for the memories, Dolly. Memories. Paramount Pictures dominated the first half of 2022 with Top Gun Maverick and a slew of other hit films, but Parker Finn's original horror film Smile has given the studio yet another triumph. It's crossed $200 million at the global box office and is now the highest-grossing horror film of the year. That's made the suits at Paramount smile. Sorry. Singer Harry Styles had to postpone 3 shows due to the flu. Styles said, quote, "Towards the end of the show on Wednesday, I started feeling ill, and I've been in bed with the flu ever since. I've been doing everything I can to be able to sing tonight, but I'm leaving the doctor now, and I'm devastated that it's just not possible," unquote. I guess it's a sign of the times. The Selena Gomez documentary, My Mind and Me, is streaming now on Apple TV. Honest and raw, the film shows a side of Selena which audiences have never seen. It explores how Gomez struggled with health and mental issues such as lupus, depression, and anxiety, which were unknown to the public. Well, she's really put it out there now. Not that. Paul Haggis, the Oscar-winning director of Crash, declared himself to be a broken person in a New York civil court while defending himself in his rape trial. "I'm a very flawed human being," Haggis said, admitting to having between 20 to 25 extramarital affairs and struggling with a sense of self-worth. Yeah, Crash and Burn. Comedian Kathy Griffin's Twitter account got suspended after she changed her account name to Elon Musk. She then resurrected her deceased mother's account to proclaim "Free Kathy." Numerous celebrities have changed their display names to Musk's to protest his policy change that blue checkmark verification would cost $8 a month. Yep, Musk shit show. HBO's Westworld has ended. The series, an adaptation of the 1973 Michael Crichton film, won 9 primetime Emmys and featured a big-name cast that included Anthony Hopkins, Evan Rachel Wood, Ed Harris, and Tandy Newton. Newton won the series' sole acting Emmy, but the series itself should have won Most Confusing Show. Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown's not-so-humble abode is on the market. The 8,000-square-foot Alpharetta, Georgia mansion, where Brown's 2005 reality show was filmed, is priced at $1.9 million. The luxurious home features a library, billiard and media rooms, a terrace, along with vast closets that would please any drug addict. I mean diva.
Idiot of the Week!
Sean Evans, founder and CEO of a popular traveling wine and music fest called Blended Festival, has gone missing, leaving hundreds of employees, vendors, talent, and investors waiting to get paid. The September Nashville show featured the Chainsmokers and Lil Jon, but now Evans has vanished. Thieving? Idiot! Jack White is in Martin Scorsese's upcoming movie, Killers of the Flower Moon. He's part of an ensemble that includes fellow musicians Jason Isbell and Sturgill Simpson. Oh, and none of the musicians play music. They actually act. The film stars Robert De Niro and Leonardo DiCaprio, so that must have been intimidating. What's Jack White gonna do next? Hamlet? Cher, 76, clapped back at criticism over her and boyfriend Alexander Edwards' 40-year age gap. She defended her new romance by posting a photo of 36-year-old Edwards and responding to several haters, one of whom felt suspicious of Edwards' intentions by saying she wasn't born yesterday. Oh, definitely not. Johnny Depp, 59, is no longer dating attorney Joelle Rich, 37, who represented him in his libel trial against The Sun in 2018 for referring to him as a wife beater. Depp was also previously linked to attorney Camille Vasquez, who worked on his Amber Heard defamation trial. Hey Johnny, I don't think that's one of the attorney-client privileges. The Bachelorette winner Gabby Windey and her fiancé Eric Schwer have split. The reality star, 31, and her fiancé, 29, have ended their engagement after she accepted his proposal on the season 19 finale in September. Windey said that the former couple were just really busy and were supporting each other from afar. Give me a break. Ugh.
The Trash Bin.
Madonna, 64, posted a TikTok video of herself lip-syncing along to aggressive song lyrics. The one-time queen of pop rapped, "Have you ever been punched in your motherfucking face?" along to Baby Keem's song, Vent. Perhaps she was mad at her 24-year-old ex-boyfriend. Well, the reaction online was not pretty. Like her now.
The news wrap-up.
Meta shares rose after they began mass layoffs at the company. Apple warned COVID restrictions in China are hurting iPhone production. Lyft announced they were cutting 13% of its workforce. Meanwhile, taxi drivers broke out the champagne. Twitter early investor Chris Sacca says Elon Musk is alone right now and winging this. Let that sink in.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Black Panther, Wakanda Forever is tops at the box office.
The number one album.
It's Drake and 21 Savage, Her Loss.
The number one app.
Candy Crush Saga continues to crush it.
The number one book.
It's Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing by Matthew Perry.
Once upon a time in the 2010s, Sia became an inescapable force on the airwaves. After working on several chart-topping hits for other artists, including Titanium with David Guetta and Diamonds by Rihanna, the Australian crooner made her musical breakthrough with her sixth studio album, 1000 Forms of Fear. It debuted on the top of the U.S. charts, and its heavy themes included her complex PTSD, as well as her long-lasting battle with addiction. One of her songs, which has been around since 2016, was recently re-released. It's racing up the charts, and we love it. Here's Sia with the Song of the Week, Unstoppable.
I'm done, only alone, I will cry out now. You'll never see what's hiding now, hiding out deep down. Yeah, I know, I've heard that to let your feelings show is the only way to make friendships grow, but I'm too afraid now.
That was Sia with the Song of the Week, unstoppable. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.